This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
One of the big rain clouds hanging over the markets this morning is coming from the plains of Spain. Well, maybe the cities. There are reports that the Spanish government could ask Europe to bail out its banks this weekend. Chris Lowe is chief economist with FTN Financial. He joins us from Washington. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Chris, Spain is obviously a much bigger economy than Greece, which is having troubles of its own. Are things getting out of control in Spain, do you think?
I think actually they're getting a little bit more in control. In the markets, we've been aware that Spain needs a bank bailout for a while, partly because their finance minister pretty much let the cat out of the bag on Wednesday. But up until now, the conditions the Germans mostly were demanding were too stringent. It now looks like those conditions are relaxing, and that's what's allowed them to ask formally for help.
Well, let me ask you about the banks here in this country, because something just happened yesterday from the Federal Reserve. It has now decided it's going to require all banks, even small ones in this country, to hold more cash on hand in case of trouble. Do you think that's a good idea with a weak economy?
Well, it depends on what you're trying to address. The reason the Fed did this, it's part of an effort with international regulators. They're tightening up rules so we don't have a repeat of what happened in 2008 and 2009. But it is going to be restrictive for the economy because banks are not going to be able to lend as much in proportion to the amount of capital they hold.
Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial, thanks as always.
You're welcome. Thank you.